This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, an immigration workforce update with Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, getting help from seasonal workers on the dairy farm has been a challenge. What's been the latest with the H-2A visa program?
Well, the H-2A visa program is the main tool that agricultural employers can use to bring in foreign-born workers to help with their labor needs. Unfortunately, the way the program has been administered through the Department of Labor is that you have to have seasonal labor needs to use the H-2A program. And of course, everyone familiar with dairy knows that our labor needs are 365 every day of the year. And so unfortunately, they have not, for the most part, been able to use the H-2A visa program because of the seasonality requirement that is in the policy. So recently, Bill, what we did is we wrote to the White House and asked President Biden to issue an executive order that would basically clarify that the dairy industry, even though our labor needs are more than seasonal, would still fit within the definition of the H-2A visa program. This then would allow dairy farm employers, obviously, to use the H-2A program, which is available to similar businesses like sheep herding and even the apple cider pressing industry, as well as seasonal harvest employers. But it's not something that we can use right now in dairy. We think the administration should change that.
Yeah, it seems like we've always had these immigration issues, but then with the global pandemic these past few years, how has this all changed the workforce?
Well, the only thing that's changed is that our labor needs have gone from bad to worse. And I think anyone who is an employer right now knows that as we emerge from the pandemic, a lot of the workers who left the workforce in the past 24 months doesn't look like they're coming back. And that's particularly affecting those in agriculture and other retail businesses. And then at the same time, the war in Ukraine going on demonstrates the importance of American farmers and our agricultural production. So there just has been a mismatch between supply and demand for workers in agriculture and dairy in particular, and it's become even a bigger problem here as we get into 2022. Now, we have worked to support legislation that would provide a longer-term fix for this issue, Bill, something we've talked about before called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. That passed the House of Representatives last year, but right now the Senate has not taken any action on a similar piece of legislation. So until there is any momentum in Congress, and there doesn't seem to be on this issue right now, we need to have other ways of tackling this issue. And so we think that an administrative action by the Biden administration, an executive order that would give the Department of Labor the ability to extend H-2A to dairy farmers, that's the best approach right now.
Is there any deadline on this?
No, there's no deadline on this, and we don't know if the administration will act on it. But certainly, there's an interest in different types of immigration reform within the White House. And this is one tool that they could use to point to say, hey, this is something that we have done for our workforce to help employers, but also employees, better align the supply and demand between those workers and the types of jobs that we have available in dairy farming.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling a Senate budget hearing that USDA urgently needs to boost its staff levels, levels that have been depleted over several years.
This is a serious issue for us. When you look at our nutrition programs, we have seen a doubling of the amount of resources that goes through those programs, but we've seen the workforce at FNS be cut by 25%. When we talk about rural development, the department that basically is in the mission areas that is in charge of 3,142 rural counties across the United States, it's short about 500 workers.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.